Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Teddy Bunn up first, his quintet for Selective Records in Los Angeles, 1949. And he will be singing one of them for you. His associates on this from L.A., Pony Poindexter on alto saxophone, Jerome Parsons piano, Curtis Counts bass, and Bryant Allen on the drums.
Remember when you told me I was a silly clown? Do what I say, Mama, or else I'll put you down. I've come a long ways, baby. I've come a long ways, baby. When I say go, you don't say no. I've come a long ways, baby. Remember all those paychecks? You took all the time. You bought yourself a fur coat, gave me a dollar for some wine. I've come a long ways, baby. I've come a long ways, baby. street. You wait at home for me. I've come a long ways, baby. Some dinner, gave me canned beans at 5. You told me you had to go out and get your evening exercise. Long ways, baby. I've come a long ways, baby. If you can, not now, I'll tell you when. I've come a long way, baby.
Teddy Bunn and his guitar and his singing for you in Los Angeles, 1949. I've Come a Long Ways, Baby. Bunn wrote that with help from Poindexter. And Jackson's Nook by Curtis Count and Bryant Allen. Pony Poindexter on alto, Jerome Parsons piano, Bunn on guitar, Curtis Count's bass, and Bryant Allen on the drums, 1949, Teddy Bunn Quintet. For a short period of time, Teddy Bunn in his career was with the great Duke Ellington's orchestra early on in October of 1929. Because it was with Vocalion, Ellington changed the name of the band only, and they were called the Six Jolly Jesters. Bun was here, and when you hear a guitar, it's going to be Teddy Bun. We'll hear two, Goin' Nuts, written by Johnny Hodges, and Oklahoma Stomp by Ellington, based on his supposed first composition called Soda Fountain Rag. Teddy Bun with Duke Ellington.
Thank you.
Teddy Bunn, sitting in Duke Ellington's orchestra in October 1929 for the session then. And as I said, Ellington's band, known as the Six Jolly Jesters, like no one would know who it was, for Vocalion. Goin' Nuts, written by Johnny Hodges. Cootie Williams trumpet, Freddie Jenkins, trumpet player, doing the scat singing on that one. Blinky Randolph, who came and went, played a kazoo solo, sounding a lot like a muted cornet. Bruce Johnson washboard, and Jenkins again singing out. Then Oklahoma Stomp, excuse me, written by Ellington. And Teddy Bunn had the introduction, and then Hodges alto, and Joe Natton's beautiful trombone. Ellington again, Cootie with a Williams with a fantastic muted trumpet solo in there, and on out, ending up with Johnny Hodges. Two of them from 1929, the Six Jolly Jesters, better known as Duke Ellington, and his orchestra with guest guitarist Teddy Bunn. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Elliott Bay Book Company, welcoming Craig Welch with his book, Shell Games, Rogues, Smugglers, and the Hunt for Nature's Bounty, from William Morrow, Monday, April 12th at 7 p.m. in the Seattle Public Library's Microsoft Auditorium. More information at ElliottBayBook.com.
Well, I have a request in from Seattle a few weeks ago, and I'm honoring it now, from Elliot, who calls occasionally and emailed me this request. He wanted the Miles Davis Quartet of 1954 for Prestige Records, meaning Miles on trumpet and Horace Silver, piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey on drums, and he named the compositions Four, F-O-U-R, by Davis, and that Old Devil Moon, written 1947 by Burton Lane.
Thank you.
Miles Davis, 1954, for Prestige Records. And his trumpet, Horace Silver's piano, Percy Heath, and that beautiful tone of his on bass, and Art Blakey. Four, written by Miles, and That Old Devil Moon, Burton Lane wrote that. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, or evening, depending on where you are. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Casala, bringing stylish furnishings that offer comfort to the homes of Puget Sound since 1986. They look forward to offering their exclusive design and personalized customer service to their new neighbors in the South Sound. Info at casala.com. Furnishings, accents, and gifts. Thank you.
The Modern Jazz Quartet, 1955, for Prestige Records. Milt Jackson, vibes, and John Lewis, piano. Percy Heath, bass, and Connie Kay on the drums. Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, written in 1928 by Sigmund Romberg. I was going to look up and see how many years the quartet was together. A lot. They split up, and then people yelled and screamed, and they came back and did a couple of concerts. But and their place in the collective improvisation of this art is quite substantial. That is, everybody playing their part. So that, in a sense, there are four musics going on in that quartet, as in any, I suppose. I'm trying to remember. I think the Sigmund Romberg piece came from New Moon. That's coming to mind. Modern Jazz Quartet, 1955, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the snoring specialists at ProLiant's East Side Ear, Nose, and Throat. Their surgeons have performed the Pillar Procedure, a minimally invasive 15-minute in-office snoring treatment since 2004. Information about the Pillar Procedure and their snoring specialists can be found at StopSnoringSeattle.com.
I'd like to keep the Modern Jazz Quartet here and add clarinetist Jimmy Giuffre. This was done for Atlantic Records in 1956, and it was done at Music Inn, a famous place for concerts during the summertime, in Lenox, Massachusetts. And they're going to do a composition by David Raxon called Serenade, or Serenade, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Raxon, I'm going to stay with for a while, so I want to tell you about him. He was someone in Hollywood who wrote beautifully for movies. And this one actually was for a cartoon that he wrote the incidental music for, called The Unicorn in the Garden. Here's the Modern Jazz Quartet with Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet and David Raxon's Serenade.
Thank you.
Serenade, written by David Raxon and performed by the Modern Jazz Quartet plus Jimmy Giuffre Clarinet, 1956 for Atlantic Records, the Modern Jazz Quartet again, Milt Jackson Vibes, John Lewis Piano, Percy Heath Bass, Connie Kay on the drums, Serenade, David Raxon. Certainly this next one is Raxon's most famous. It's Laura. The music written by him, the lyric by Johnny Mercer, done 1944 for the movie. Here, sung for you in 1957 and arranged for them by Frank Comstock, The High Lows.
Footsteps that you hear down the hall, the laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite.
David Raxon and lyric by Johnny Mercer, performed by the High Lows, 1957, arrangement by Frank Comstock for Columbia Records. This last Rex and piece that I brought, I don't know if it's my favorite. I like the movie a lot, but and he wrote it for The Bad and the Beautiful. And it's titled The Bad and the Beautiful. David Rexon and the piano soloist in 1976, Bill Evans. Bill Evans' solo piano in The Bad and the Beautiful, written by David Rexon, performed in San Francisco by Evans, 1976 for DRG Records. Bill Evans, The Bad and the Beautiful. Love for Sale now. I want to chase that. That means different people playing it. In this case, two different people. Love for Sale, written by Cole Porter in 1930 for the New Yorkers, I think it was. Up first, tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon, 1962 for Blue Note. With him, Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. Then Art Tatum, solo, 1953 in Los Angeles at the piano in his version of Love for Sale by Cole Porter. And then Mr. Tatum will give you Richard Whiting's 1929 hit, Louise. Thank you. Before I tell you about that set, I'll tell you you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University, and this program is The Art of Jazz. The set was first Chasing Love for Sale, written by Cole Porter. Dexter Gordon and his tenor up first, 1962 for Blue Note, with Sonny Clark piano, Butch Warren bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. Then for Clef Records, Art Tatum in Los Angeles, 1953, solo piano, his version of Love for Sale, and then his version of Louise, written by Richard Whiting. All that right there for you, from me. Nat Cole now. I brought something that I haven't played in, I don't know, maybe 15 years or so. It's one that Nat Cole wrote with lyricist Don George. And it's called My Mother Told Me. Done 1949. In Los Angeles for Capitol Records, Cole's piano and vocal. Irving Ashby plays the guitar. The string bass player is Joe Comfort. And if you hear any Latin percussion, it's Jack Costanzo. We'll hear My Mother Told Me, and then McEwen Feels Exactly Like You.
My mother told me that there would be some nights like this. My mother told me to never trust a woman's kiss. My mother told me there would be some nights like this. She took me on the side and said, don't be no fool. When a woman lips are warm, son, you better play it cool. My mother told me there would be some nights like this. My mother told me to never trust a woman's kiss. The first time that I met you, you didn't have a cent. I had to buy your dinner, then I paid your rent. I took you cabaret and bought you fancy clothes. And you kept saying, Daddy-o, won't you buy me some of those? But now I'm on the outside, the lock is on the door. Since you spent all my money, honey, you say you don't want me anymore. My mother told me that there would be some nights like this. My mother told me that there would be some nights like this. My mother told me to never trust a woman's kiss. I know why I've waited, know why I've been blue. Prayed each night for someone
neck exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I want to give the world to you. You make me understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming and schemes I'm scheming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She made me for someone exactly like you.
Los Angeles, 1949 for Capitol Records, one he wrote with Don George, My Mother Told Me, and Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, Exactly Like You, and Irving Ashby guitar, Joe Comfort bass, and the Latin percussion of Jack Costanzo. I like the way Cole messed with the melody line of Exactly Like You. Not quite straight, but that's all right. That's what this is about. Put yourself there a little bit, you know, and find out what happens. My Mother Told Me, and Exactly Like You, Nat Cole, 1949. In L.A. also, in 1944, there was a place called Streets of Paris. Way gone, long gone. And it was a pretty good hangout for piano players and small bands. And this one was playing there, recorded by Commodore, 1944. It's the Sid Catlett Quartet, the great drummer. Had his own band with Ben Webster, tenor, Marlo Morris at the piano, John Simmons on bass. And this is Vincent Rowe's hit from 1923, Linger a While. Well, hats off to Commodore Records for letting a drummer lead a band like that early on. Sid Catlett, his quartet, 1944, for Commodore. Linger a While, written by Vincent Rose. Ben Webster's tenor, Marlo Morris piano, John Simmons bass. And I know that Ben Webster isn't considered a Texas tenor player, but he gets rough like that, and I love the way he builds his solo. Sid Catlett Quartet, 1944, Linger a While. I'd like to do some things now with Barney Bigard, a longtime clarinetist and sometimes saxophonist with Duke Ellington's orchestra. I'd like to start with Barney and his Jazzopaders in Hollywood, 1936, for Variety. We will hear Juan Tiesel's Caravan and Ellington's Stompy Jones, Cootie Williams' trumpet, Juan Tiesel, valve trombone, Bigard on clarinet, Harry Carney, baritone saxophone, Duke Ellington, piano, Billy Taylor, bass, Sonny Greer on the drums. Thank you. Barney Bigard, his clarinet, and his Jazzipators, 1936 in Hollywood, for Variety Records. Caravan and Stompy Jones, Cootie Williams trumpet, Juan Teasel, valve trombone, Bigard clarinet, Harry Carney baritone saxophone, Duke Ellington on piano, Billy Taylor bass, and Sonny Greer on the drums, and obviously a small band out of the big band of Duke Ellington. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Executive MBA program at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business, offering professionals a 21-month work-compatible program. Information receptions April 13th in Kirkland and April 14th in Seattle. Registration at foster.washington.edu/EMBA.
Barney Bigard and his orchestra and his clarinet, Black and White Records, 1944. A Frank Davenport composition called 9 o'clock Beer. Beautiful trumpet work by Joe Thomas on trumpet. And Georgie All tenor, Bigard clarinet, Cyril Haynes on piano, Chuck Wayne guitar, Billy Taylor bass, and Stan Levy on the drums. Bigard Sextet, 1945. Joe Thomas again here on trumpet. Joe Thomas, no relation, on tenor and vocal. Bigard clarinet. Art Tatum moves in to play the piano. Billy Taylor stays bass. Stan Levy stays on the drums. We will hear Leonard Feather's Sweet Marijuana Brown and Blues for Art's Sake.
Boy, she's really fancy, the wildest chick in town. She blows her gauge, flies in a rage, sweet marijuana brown. In her victory garden, the seeds grow all around. She plants, you dig, she's flipped her wig, sweet marijuana brown. She don't know where she's going, she don't care where she's been, but every time you take her out, she's bound to take you in. Boy, that gal means trouble, you ought to put her down. Get help, take care, look out, beware of sweet marijuana brown.
Beware of sweet marijuana brown.
Barney Bigard, 1945, his sextet, Sweet Marijuana Brown, written by Leonard Feather, sung by tenor saxophonist Joe Thomas, and everybody's participation in one called Blues for Art's Sake, meaning Art Tatum at the piano, and Joe Thomas, different Joe Thomas, played trumpet, beautiful sound he gets. Billy Taylor bass and Stan Levy on the drums, 1945. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the University of Washington, Tacoma, offering UW bachelor's and master's degrees, presenting an open house and majors fair Thursday, April 15th from 3:30 to 6 p.m. with faculty, financial aid experts, and the opportunity to meet real students. Details at tacoma.washington.edu.
Now to Snookum Russell and his orchestra, 1948. And interesting band. Didn't last a long time, but certainly I like it very much, and I hope you do too. Snookum sings and plays the piano. And he plays a little bit like Nat Cole and a little bit like Fats Waller. Of course, Cole was influenced by Waller. And vocal, somewhat the same. And he picked a Nat Cole composition, a rare one, to start out with, I'm a Shy Guy. And then they do one that Russell wrote called Bebop. That's the kick I'm on. Snookum Russell and his orchestra, 1946.
I'm just a shy guy. Bye-bye, ready to try guy. No lie. See, there's a girl that I idolize. But I just can't seem to get my words to hypnotize. And when she pets me, you betcha that she gets me. And yet, every time she holds my hand, I'm just too shy to say the things that I plan.
when she's close to me. My heart is filled with ecstasy, but like a dope, I let a chance go by. Fair, I should have told her then, but all I did was sit and grin. I ended up so mad that I could cry. Say, I'm just a shy guy, and I wish I were one of them fly guys. Then I could say, baby, baby, I love you, just like those guys in moving pictures all do. Say, I'm just a shy guy, and I wish I were a fly guy. Then I could say, baby, baby, I love you, just like those guys in moving pictures all do. The guys in moving pictures all do. I'm on. Now, if you just a square, like a bear, you ain't nowhere. If you don't blow, you still should know. Bebop is on the radio. Musically, let's be in fine melody. All the bands in all the land are going mad. He's and she's. If you still my friend, boy, you give me some skin. I know you gone, cause you dug my song. Bebop, that's the kick I'm on.
Bebop, bop, bop. Snookum Russell, his voice and his piano and his orchestra, 1946. I'm a Shy Guy, written by Nat Cole and Bebop. That's the Kick I'm On by Russell. Alto saxophone soloist Eddie Jameson and trombone soloist Phil Frazier. And Gone, in the vernacular of the time, right after World War II and during the 40s, I'm sure, means way out, far out, man. That's beautiful. That's great. There was an old joke going around back then. Charlie Parker goes into a bakery, says, how are the donuts? And they're all gone. Good, I'll take two. Oh, well. Snookum Russell, rare band, 1946. Staying with bebop, the style of the modern music of that time, just a label for what was going on, some changes, the evolution of the art. Here's a dial recording of Charlie Parker's septet, Hollywood, 1946, Charlie Parker's alto. Ornithology, written by Benny Harris, who heard Charlie Parker on the radio doing something on How High the Moon, a solo. I think it was when he was with Jay McShann's band. And Harris wrote what Parker had played, and it turned out to be ornithology, which means the study of birds, and of course, Charlie Parker's nickname is Bird. And then Dizzy Gillespie's Night in Tunisia. Miles Davis here playing trumpet, Parker alto, Lucky Thompson, beautiful tenor saxophonist, Dodo Mamorosa from L.A. at the piano, Arv Garrison also from that city on guitar, Vic McMillan, string bass, and Roy Porter on the drums. Charlie Parker Septet, 1946 for Dial Records, Ornithology, and Night in Tunisia. Charlie Parker's Septet, seven people. Hollywood, 1946, for Ross Russell's wonderful little record company, Dial. Ornithology, based on How High the Moon, written by Parker, or played by him, and then written by Benny Harris for what he heard Parker play. And then Night in Tunisia, a classic in the music by Dizzy Gillespie. Miles Davis was there on trumpet, Parker alto, Lucky Thompson, and that gorgeous sound of his on tenor. Dodo Marmarosa piano, Arv Garrison guitar, Vic McMillan string bass, Roy Porter on the drums. I'd like to continue and chase Night in Tunisia. This is came out on Black Deuce 78 records. Rare stuff, taken off a broadcast from Carnegie Hall, September 29th, 1947. And I'm not sure if the story is correct. There are several different stories about who did it. But it was issued, excuse me, and called A Night at Carnegie Hall. And I chose one of them that they did that night, A Night in Tunisia, Part 1 and 2. You'll hear a little break because I had to turn the 10-inch 78 record over and record the other side. Dizzy Gillespie, here on trumpet, Charlie Parker alto, John Lewis of the Modern Jazz Quartet, to be of the Modern Jazz Quartet, playing on piano, Al McKibben, bass, and Joe Harris on drums. Here's Part 1 and Part 2 of A Night in Tunisia, Carnegie Hall, 1947.
Thank you.
A Night at Carnegie Hall, that's called, on the label of Black Deuce 78 Records. And a broadcast, and somebody had at home one of those disc record-making machines. You know, the kind that you record your child's first laugh and all of that. And they left out... They shortened up John Lewis on his piano solo, but we did get Dizzy and Charlie Parker there. Night in Tunisia, written by Dizzy Gillespie, performed by him on trumpet, and Charlie Parker alto, John Lewis piano, Al McKibben on bass, Joe Harris drums, the 29th of September, 1947, Carnegie Hall, New York City. Raise your hand if you were around in that time. Yeah, a lot of you. Me too. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and happy to be with you between 3 and 6 on Sunday afternoons. And if you're far away and it's not Sunday afternoon, I'm for you too as well. Eddie Condon now, 1950. His guitar and his band, Black Bottom and Charleston.
Thank you. Carolina. Some dance, some prance. I'll say there's nothing finer than the Charleston, Charleston. Lord, how you can shuffle. Every step you do leads to something new. Man, I'm telling you, it's a lovaloo. Buck dance, wing dance will be a back number. But the Charleston, the new Charleston, that dance is surely a comer. Sometime you'll dance it one time. The dance called the Charleston, made in South Carolina.
Eddie Condon and his orchestra, 1950, for Decca Records. Black Bottom, written by Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy DeSilva. And Charleston, written by pianist James P. Johnson, and lyric by Cecil Mack. Peggy Ann Ellis was doing the vocal for you, while Bill Davison, cornet, Cutty Cutshell, playing trombone, Peanuts Hucko, clarinet, Gene Schrader, piano, Condon on guitar, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Buzzy Druten playing the drums. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Executive MBA program at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business, offering professionals a 21-month work-compatible program. Information receptions April 13th in Kirkland and April 14th in Seattle. Registration at foster.washington.edu/EMBA.
I brought along some Hal McIntyre because, in my way of putting it, he's a beautiful alto saxophonist and a wonderful arranger. And he had his own band, and I brought this record, Play Both Sides, 1946 for Cosmo Records, Hal McIntyre and his orchestra and his alto. September song written by Kurt Vile in 1938, and Harry Warren's Summer Night. Hal McIntyre, alto, arrangements, September song, Summer Night. Thank you.
Thank you.
A set of three for you, starting out with Hal McIntyre and his orchestra, 1946, his alto saxophone and his arrangements of September Song by Kurt Weill and Summer Night by Harry Warren, then Chasing Summer Night for All Life Records in 1978 in Paris, Jimmy Rolls piano and Red Mitchell on bass and their version of Harry Warren's Summer Night. Tal Farlow now with Barry Galbraith rhythm guitar, Joe Morello drums, Oscar Pettiford on string bass, 1954 for Norgrand.
Thank you. The music seemed to be so reminiscent. I knew I heard it somewhere before. I racked my recollections as I listened, when suddenly I remembered once more. My old flame, I can't even think of his name. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. I haven't met a gent so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of his name. I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Started with guitarist Tal Farlow, 1954, for Norgran Records. And on rhythm guitar with him, Barry Galbraith. and on drums, Joe Morello, and on bass, Oscar Pettiford. They did Everything I've Got, written by Richard Rodgers, Love Nest, written by Louis Hirsch, My Old Flame, written by Sam Coslow and Arthur Johnston. Then, Ella Fitzgerald and guitarist Joe Pass and their version in 1976 for Pablo Records of My Old Flame. Tal Farlow, Ella Fitzgerald, and Joe Pass, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Museum of Glass, presenting Kids Design Glass, the exhibition, with 52 creatures imagined and drawn by kids, then created as 3D sculptures by glassblowers. Details at museumofglass.org. The Museum of Glass. All glass, all the time. The Harstein Island Community Choir and Masterworks Olympia, announcing the Circle Song Concert Sunday, April 18th at 3 p.m. in Shelton, featuring 100 voices, 2 pianos, and 4 percussionists. Donations only. Information at harsteinchoir.org. Thank you.
Masterful. That's John Kirby and his orchestra and his bass, 1939 for a Vocalion. They played Little Brown Jug, a traditional tune, and an impromptu by Frédéric Chopin, arranged for the band by Charlie Shavers, who played the trumpet, Russell Procope, alto, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Billy Kyle, piano, Kirby on bass, and O'Neill Spencer playing the drums, Little Brown Jug and Impromptu by Chopin. Something else to do that work. And it did work. One side of a 10-inch 78 record, 3 minutes. Beatrice in Chicago had been listening for a long time, and she calls occasionally and writes an email. She wants to hear Clara Smith, a couple of them from 1929, Clara's wonderful voice. On the first, Charlie Green plays the trombone and Porter Granger plays the piano. On the second, James B. Johnson plays the piano for Beatrice and for you, Clara Smith.
I'm gonna sing a little song, but you mustn't get mad, I don't mean no wrong. There's an old maid named Liza Fair, always singing the blues when she tumbles in bed. Oh, it's tight like that. Oh, it's tight like that. Hear me talking to you, I mean it's tight like that. The Plum All Impact, got a million bed bugs just to make you scratch. Monkey woke up a quarter to three, and he said to the flea, quit your picking on me, or it's tight like that. Oh, it's tight like that. Oh, hear me talking to you, I mean it's tight like that. You ain't laid an egg and I
he comes back, where is my man? I talk to myself, I sing the blues, I'm on the shelf, can't get my due. There's nothing left but the blues, where is my man? I try to smile and act a part, but all the while, down in my heart, there is a pain that will remain, and nothing can make me feel right. Shaken with fright, oh hear me crying, where is my man?
Clara Smith, 1929 for Columbia Records. It's Tight Like That, written by Thomas A. Dorsey and Tampa Red. And one of the Williams, Clarence or Spencer, wrote Where Is My Man. Behind her on the first, Charlie Green out of Fletcher Henderson's band, playing the trombone, and Porter Granger's piano. And James P. Johnson accompanying her on Where Is My Man. I brought along some Louis Armstrong for you, and here he is.
Wish it were true. You know one thing, I hate to deceive. Boy, what can I do? Lying to myself, crying to myself, trying to make believe my baby's on the shelf. But it's more than I can do. I'm phony stuff and trying to bluff it through. Yes, I miss my loving and kissing when I hear the radio playing I love you so. Something tells me, boy, I feel like 10 below, 'cause I'm lying to myself, trying to chase the blues away. Just because of foolish pride, I tried to hide all feelings for Cupid's arm. And though I'll shout out loud that choose a crowd, that doesn't fool my heart. Mama, when I think of my sweet bed and the places we've met, I just say I'm not a doggone bit upset, 'cause I'm lying to myself, trying to raise the blues. But the button of those feathers, but it. Someone waits for me. Evening, meet the wildwood tree. Oh, evening, and I'll soon be there, loving my sweet chickadee with all my heart. Evening time brings down the night, but hang the moon up high and bright, 'cause evening tide, I've fallen in love. Bumble to those bedrooms by the rib. By the river, and I'm weeping all the day
for you've gone from old Kentucky's
think of this.
Oh, my poor Nellie Grace, they've taken her away, and I'll never see baby anymore. Oh, baby, didn't those there. I'm sitting here by the river, and I'm all in a shiver, for she's gone from old Kentucky shore. Oh, baby, didn't those them. Oh, baby, didn't those
Louis Armstrong in a couple of settings, 1936 with his orchestra. Two by Hoagy Carmichael, Lion to Myself, and Eventide. And with the Mills Brothers, 1937 for Decca, Darling Nellie Gray. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.